fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 4th day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcasting begins Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show, and my show begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. Today we have my friend Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the correct flag of the state of Mississippi in front of his home to the pledge with us. Everybody stand. Face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, John, and Happy New Year, Kirk. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, as always, Deputy. Any updates on your observations of the effects of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot in your neighborhood, sir?
Well, this past week, we were down there in the Tampa area, so I wasn't in this area, but I did inquire with some folks down there, and they said they weren't going to be taken anymore because of the side effects. I said, well, so that means you got one or two? And they said, I got one, the original and a booster.
Right, so, right.
But I don't watch TV much, and I notice on TV and on radio advertisements, they're still pushing the dang shot.
Oh, yes. Well, they're pushing a bunch of vaccinations, not just the COVID vaccination.
Right, right.
And they're Hollywood-level productions with men and women, yes, of all races, and clever, uplifting music, and everybody smiling and happy that they're getting vaccinations. They're really pushing it, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and it made me sick, but, you know, we know why they're doing it, so. But I did make a mistake on my trip I'd like to share with you.
Sure, go ahead.
We were going down, we had Christmas presents, and so between our stuff and getting them in the car, we were all maxed out, so I made a poor decision to leave my energy cleaner behind.
Oh, no.
Did I pay for that? Believe me. Today, and I got on my energy cleaner, and I slept all night. We got
good
back
for
about
you,
noon.
Good for you, Deputy. It was a very strong wake-up call, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, it was. Well, you know, absolutely. 1 or 2 days is something else, but 7, you know, that really kicked in. And I regret it ever since. Next time, I leave a present home and I'll mail it.
Whatever anyway. Gets it done. All yeah. right.
But anyway, you have a great day, and of course, Happy New Year. Y'all have a good Christmas and New Year's.
We were down with a little illness here at the Moore residence and during Christmas, but everybody's recovered now pretty much. So
well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I hope the gear gets better, obviously. But
it will.
Anyway,
it will.
Y'all take care, and God bless as always. And of course, I'll talk to you next week, and Kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy.
Thank you.
And thank you. We have patient waiting agreement, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Evolution, his company in the beautiful state of North Carolina, which didn't want me to be a permanent resident for reasons I still don't understand, where he manufactures an excellent line of high-quality water filters, beginning with the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile, because it is so fragile, plastic spigot on Berkey's, he has a solid metal one, which will last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you? Sorry to hear you guys were sick.
Well, it's these illnesses go around, and it was our turn, and I had a mild cold, and Jane got it a little bit more than I did, but she's pretty much recovered. I think she's going to get out and about for the first time in about 2 weeks today.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, and Happy New Year, Kirk.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Thank you.
It's going to be an interesting year moving forward for sure. I think a lot of things are going to coincide together here this year.
No doubt. No doubt. There's a major donor to Harvard University. He's a billionaire. And let's see, his name here is Bill Ekman, a Harvard graduate. And he really read the Riot Act to Harvard University, criticizing them for their participation in DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. He's looking for big changes in Harvard to have business people in positions of authority instead of academics, like this Claudine Gay person who just resigned. And she resigned her position, but she's still going to be on the faculty drawing a salary that's almost three times the salary of the President of the United States, $900,000 a year.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What a deal. I think that most junior college academics would be fired if they found out that their degree, that their papers they wrote for the degree were based largely on stolen material, and but she's keeping her job. How about that?
Well, I mean, we have a president of the United States that went through a plagiarism event that we can all remember,
right?
Many years ago. It happens all the time, and I think more and more, I think a lot of politicians are more like speakers, where they can just recite anything and come across as sounding sincere. They can argue, either side of the aisle or either side of any issue. And the bottom line is nothing changes. Whether or not this woman is the president of Harvard University or the new guy that promises hope and change that they're bringing in, to me, it's all the same. I mean, nothing changes. I mean, the rhetoric changes and the news bites change, but the process still moves on. And I think after everything we've seen in the last year, I think the closest example of what we can expect this year is what we saw, in that Obama movie, Leave the World Behind. Because when you think about it, I mean, a cyber attack like that, or a supposed attack or a false flag or a shutdown of any kind of the internet, it achieves everything they want to achieve, and it stops the election process from happening normally, to boot. And it creates a circumstance where the people begin to infight against themselves, which we know from looking at history for the last 200 years is the process that the controllers love to use. Why do the work if you can get the enemy to do the work for you? And I think when you look at all these elements together, it becomes really, really freaking scary. And then you combine that, you know, with what we know is happening on the southern border. I saw a wonderful interview of Michael Young. I'm sure many of us have seen it in the last few days, where he gets into real detail about what's happening, how it's happening, you know, what the psyche and the background is of some of these migrants, you know, slash terrorists that he's spoken with, you know, over the last couple of years. And he kind of puts the whole thing neatly together in about an hour and a half. And you combine that with the likelihood of this cyber attack, which, by the way, we all know the WEF has been talking about, you know, for over a year. Many, many news agencies have commented on the fact that China has been able now to carefully infiltrate a lot of the infrastructural systems in the U.S. And they've had shutdowns. By the way, I might add, to include shutdowns of water sanitation and water processing, which obviously is Kathy and I's business. So anybody that moves forward from here without having a detailed plan and the equipment to deal with the purity of their water, I think is a fool. I think that, you know, we're going to see these things develop. They have to develop in order to move the plan the way they want. And I think there's very little we can do about it other than decide, you know, are we going to be prepared, or are we just going to leave it up to chance? And I, for one, you know, and for the last 10 years, I know you too, John, have been focused on, I'd rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it, especially when it comes to food and water and the ability, you know, clearly to heat your house and anything else you can buy to help fortify your health and wellness. Because those medical services, given what they are today, I mean, I know a lot of people that have like marginal issues that just will not go to the hospital no matter what, right, because they're right, deathly afraid of what's going to. So imagine we have a cyber shutdown. You know, you're talking $50 billion a day to the U.S. economy on an operating internet structure, $50 billion. You shut that off for a week, the numbers become astronomical. People don't have a few meals, they go nuts. We've seen what happens. Hurricane Katrina, it took hours after the announcement of this thing for there to be complete pandemonium down. What do you think is going to happen across the country with a cyber shutdown? It's something we have to really consider. And given the publicity that this event has gotten, this supposed event has gotten over the last year, several movies. Now we have the Civil War movie coming out, which is the, you know, end projection, of course, of the Obama Leave the World Behind movie. You put all this together and it creates a pretty frightening, I think, very realistic picture, because quite frankly, I mean, if I'm the enemy, you know, doing this would be a great catch-all, just solve a lot of problems all in one shot. And I think, like Michael Young says, you know, a lot of us are focused on the sparks. You know, what's going to be the spark, you know, that ignites the real, you know, fight back. And the answer is we need to focus more, I think, on the environment and the terrain, and nothing could be more ready than what we see right now.
Well, one of the things Michael Young mentioned in that interview he did was his personal observation of the head of Homeland Security for the United States, Mayorkas, flying down there and giving instructions and directions to the people that were working there, which is a clear and convincing evidence that U.S. taxpayer dollars are being used to help illegal aliens commit crimes to enter this country illegally. And, of course, now Mayorkas, the beginnings of the impeachment of Mayorkas are underway now in the House of Representatives as well. They should be, correct?
I agree. I just think, you know, you knock out Mayorkas, they bring another guy in, you know, red or blue, they all do the same things. You know, the rhetoric's a little bit different. Their methods are a little bit different, and they play to the audience a little bit differently, obviously, but the ball moves down the court. And I think that, you know, clearly we're going to have an event in 2024. And not to mention the fact the major news are talking about, quote unquote, a black swan event. This by that Herridge woman who used to be, or still is on Fox, the political commentator. And she's pretty credible. I've always thought, you know, she has been amongst all of them. For her to come out and say this black swan event, to me, is a real jump, you know, in readiness. You know, I think we just need to be ready.
Well, being ready is smart. Being ready is something that everybody needs to be doing, I believe. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Going back to Harvard University, at one time, you could not be an 18-year-old freshman unless you could translate Latin into English and Greek into English. They wouldn't let you begin studies there unless you had that skills, which, of course, almost no graduates of Harvard could do today, let alone 18-year-old freshmen. But Bill Ackman is demanding that the entire board of directors at Harvard be resigned and be replaced. You know, he was very patient. He finally got to the breaking point, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, think of this. I mean, we've had the education system here in the country infiltrated by the enemy ever since the advent, you know, of the Frankfurt School. And you look at this background and this track record. I mean, I have several relatives that are Harvard graduates, two first cousins. And in my opinion, I love them to death. They're my family. God bless them. One is stupider than the next when it comes to common sense and understanding how things work in the real world. I mean, these people, many of them, don't have a clue. They come from blue blood families that have never had to work an honest day in their life in real labor, and just have the world owes them, you know, a living mentality. And that's and right. Everything they think about and do feeds off of that. And that's the issue. That's the problem. We have to make a decision. Are we going to be responsible for ourselves and for those around us that we can care for? Or are we just going to throw, you know, seriousness to the wind?
Right,
but,
right.
You're right about this Harvard thing. I mean, it's just a microscopic view now of what goes on in these universities. I mean, to think that this lady is still on board at $900,000 a year after what they've discovered is crazy. I mean, think about the inflation and take that and extrapolate that out to all of their costs that they have. I mean, that university has made gazillions and gazillions of dollars in the last couple of hundred years. I mean, multiple foundations that feed off at all these things, and every one of the things that they support and contribute to are contributing to this story where more and more of the value and the goods and the wealth move to the few away from us, the masses. And it used to be you could be independent and small and didn't have a lot of money. I'm an example. I got started in business. I had nothing. And yet, you know, you're able to pioneer that through all the obstacles and everything you have to create some kind of a moving, you know, living structure. I mean, that's incredible. Could I do it now, you know, given the financial circumstances in the country? I think not. And I think that you know, you look at the compound interest and what the cost of money has now become, the cost of a mortgage, all of these things, the cost of materials to build a house, the ability to get anybody to work on your house of any talent and integrity, and what that costs to do. I mean, it's insane. My mother-in-law up in Connecticut pays a $300 trip charge to have a plumber come to the house. That's just to show up. And then right. They clean out the sump pump and leave. The bill's $450. The guy's right. There for an hour and a half.
Right.
I mean, think of that. I mean, how many people can really afford that and what that's going to become moving forward? I think not many.
Well, I've got a crew of carpenters, local guys working at my home right now to build my new studio for radio and TV. And I just networked around the neighborhood. The lead carpenter is a journeyman who really knows his stuff. And we've got a couple of farm boys that are tough and strong and don't know a whole lot, and a couple of others that are very helpful, and we're getting the job done with all local talent, and it'll be beautiful and it'll be perfect when it's finished without using any union labor from any place else.
Right. Was the structure of the building there already, John, like the floor, the walls, and the roof?
Yeah, it's one of the more recent additions on this home that was not done properly at the time. Some hillbilly carpenters did a really poor job. We had to tear down just about everything they did and start over 24 by 24 feet.
It's a big space.
Yeah, it's a big space, but it'll be a studio and workspace, and I won't have to be broadcasting from the corner of my dining room anymore. Right now I got a temporary TV studio up in the guest house, which I'll be using it with Doug Hagman. I'd use it with Doug also, Dave Hodges tomorrow morning. I'll be doing a TV broadcast from there.
Oh, I'll have to watch that. Yeah, I'm interested to see the space.
Yeah, Yeah, I think it's. I don't think he does broadcast live. I believe he waits a while and does some editing before he broadcasts it. But we're making progress and getting things done here.
It's exciting. It sounds awesome.
Here's our break. We get back from the break. We'll find out what's the latest and greatest activities over at Water Revolution. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the fourth day of January. Well, Kirk, we have a link. We have a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com with featuring your products. And I think we still have that panel up there with your sale. Is that sale still going on? Or maybe it should be taken down.
It is. Yeah, it was due to end on January 1. We got a lot of emails from people that said, look, they didn't see the emails. It was the holiday. They were away, you know, blah, blah. So we extended it until tomorrow. So that's still alive. And we've got some incredible offers there. We've got our very best, in my opinion, under-counter drinking water system called the Helix Purity, which uses our brand new helical double vortexing energy system called the Helix Energizer in concert with our alkaline antioxidant media, which has been really the mainstay of our business for gosh, 15, 16 years now. And this product is an incredible, incredible product. We've gotten so much feedback from people that have the Helix Purity. That's a $300. It's like a 30% discount going on right now on that unit. It is the best of the best that you can buy now and into the future, in my opinion. That technology is unrivaled. And then we've got our whole house, what we call our Dyna Energizer, which combines our longstanding a whole house energizing water filter for the whole house now. This treats everything in the home. And added to that is the whole house sized Helix Energizer as well, now called the Dyna Energizer, those two together. And that's also on incredible sale. It's a $500 savings on that unit. Also, I guess, roughly 25% discount. Incredible, incredible product line. Check it out at thelibertyman.com, and you can click on the banner, as John said. I think there's a direct link, too, at libertymanwater.com, if I'm not mistaken, so you can get there as well. And, of course, we've got awesome stuff coming out here in 2024 as well.
Outstanding. Anything you can reveal ahead of time, or are you going to keep it private for the time being?
Well, we found a new way about a year ago to create a lower-cost water system for drinking water that incorporates an energizing technology that's a little bit different than the antioxidant media, which may be appealing to a lot of people on a budget. So we'll see that here in the first quarter as well.
All right. And if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Now, the sale that's on the panel at my website, how long does that go on till? When does it?
It's going to end tomorrow at midnight, Friday. Okay. So you've got 1 day to take action.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, if you did it over the weekend, we'd probably find a way to, you know, finagle it in.
Okay. All right. Well, just keep that in mind. You want to take advantage of that sale, you need to jump right in there and take care of it.
Let me give our phone number too, in case they.
Sure,
I know,
please.
If it were me hearing about this for the first time, I would have a whole lot of questions. So you can reach us directly at 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. And don't forget about the ReadyPure emergency filter, which everybody needs to have one or two on hand. I mean, no doubt about that.
All right. I'll remind people, Republic Broadcasting really does need some funding. If you could contribute a couple $100, that would be fantastic. We got a big bill due for the technical expertise that we need to keep everything going. So if you like what you hear, just go to Republic Broadcasting's website, make your donation, and we will be very grateful to everybody who helps keep us going here. And it really is very near being a crisis, quite frankly. So we hope people can do that.
Hey, can I interrupt just for one second?
Please.
I have a great idea for an RBN fundraiser, and I've been trying to get those folks in charge on the phone now for, I guess, about 2 or 3 weeks. And I know it's been the holidays, so. Mike, if you're listening, give me a call back at some time today. I think you'll be interested in what I have to say. Okay, back.
Okay. Well, Mike should be listening. He's typing something right now. So at the top of the hour, when you go off there, maybe he can give you a quick call.
Well, I think he's there for a while today, isn't he, this morning still?
Well, his shift goes till about 3 p.m.
Yeah, so I'm around. Yep. I'm around all day.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, moving on from there, presidential politics will be taking over a lot of airtime on radio and TV the next 11 months, won't it?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, we're going to see a real Shakespearean show, you know, unfold in the media. Complete, I'm sure, with all kinds of antics and other things. And like I said, I mean, I think they've got to do something. I mean, right now, if you look at the voting environment in the U.S., it's more than it was back in 2016. I mean, you know, I went to a Trump event with Kathy, which, you know, I don't like big events. I don't like waiting in lines. And despite all of that, we schlepped out to a university complex in Winston-Salem in 2016 to go see Donald Trump. And, you know, we waited for 2.5 hours on the line and finally got in and were able to, meet a lot of folks there. So we're sitting in the bleachers, kind of like in the side seats, like fairly close to the stage, but up about 20 rows, you know, from the court, because it was in a sports complex. So we're up there looking down, and all of the people, without exception, that were in my vicinity sitting around me. There were probably 20 or 25. And let me tell you, folks, many of these people were liberals. They were college-educated liberals.
Right.
And everyone, one after another, was telling me they had never voted before, but this is the first election they're going to vote in, and they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Same thing is happening right now in the country. We can talk about some of the stats after the break.
It's amazing. Incredible. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
Was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information. Of course, more than 200 articles and videos. We add to this two or three a week regarding the COVID vaccination clot shot, the worst crime in human history. Quite frankly, it really is. Including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying, in no uncertain terms, that the all the COVID vaccination and clot shots are meant to hurt and kill people. They are not the side effects. They're the direct intended effects. We also have the 7 pages, single-spaced, of all the known side effects of the Pfizer clot shot that a judge demanded that they release. They wanted to hold on to it for 50-plus years, but it's now released, and it's on my website that you can review. It's a really scary list. And, of course, also on my website, there's products that will help you achieve your goals, including the energy cleaner. It's my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner, I personally box it up. Your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it, goes to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tomorrow night they have their catfish buffet, and it ships out by the Postal Service all over the country, including Canada, New Zealand, Australia, United Kingdom, and so forth, to help people get their lives back. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Details at the website at thelibertyman.com. And place your order right there or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. We have a caller on hold here. It looks like we've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. Hope you guys had a happy new year. And you guys were talking about the, presidential politics. I just thought I'd call in. You know, this clientele list for the that island there, that guy that Epstein Island has come out. Right. Yeah, and I just thought I'd give you guys, I'll tell you whose name's not on that list. Donald Trump's name's not on that list.
Right.
But I'll tell you some names, I'll tell you some guys' names who are. Joe Biden is on that list. Barack Obama is on the list. Trudeau in Canada is on the list. I mean, and Adam Shifty Shift has been there more than 78 times, it says, you know.
Clinton has his own list.
Clinton's there, yeah. Hillary's there.
like the 40 list. Times.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, talk about overindulgence.
Really? I mean, you know, I listened to a tape just a little while ago. Of course, I'd heard it a lot way back there when all this first started, but this girl is saying that how they raped her over 3 times a day every day, and they did that with hundreds of girls, lots of girls. She said a whole string of girls like that, and there was another girl with her that was saying the same thing. You know, anybody that believes, you know, in the fair treatment of people, you know, has got to see this as being an abuse from these people. These people all need to go up on some kind of charge. I don't know what they're going to do. But I just thought I'd bring that up so that all these people who've been speculating all these years, old Trump went there and everything. No, his name's not on the list. So, anyway.
Okay. Great call, Charlie. Right. Anything else?
No, that's all. To tell Mrs. Okay. Moore I said hello.
She heard you just now. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I was listening to Dan. I'm a big fan of Dan Bongino, and I listen whenever I can. Dan was mentioning how the people in positions of trust and responsibility are just shaking in their boots because they know their names are on that list, and they should be shaking in their boots, shouldn't they, Kirk?
Yeah, I think so, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays into everything. Something's got to happen. I mean, I'm with Dan Bongino. I mean, if we make it through the next year, you know, to next January, you know, with the election, I think things may get a little bit better, you know, for a time being. But I don't have any confidence that that's going to happen, because, you know, people with power don't relinquish it willingly. And they've got many different ways, as we saw in the last election, you know, to turn things in their favor. I'm not sure that the computerized cheating is going to work much this time, because I think the swing is going to be so great that they can't overcome it. And more people have their eyes open, you know, to the different tactics. You know, for example, we're going to refuse to allow pizza delivery, you know, to any of the voting centers in Florida, because they like to cut the boxes open and tape them to the glass wall so the observers can't get a full view.
Well, they'll just bring their own cardboard.
Right. But, you line, right, exactly. Anyway, interesting stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I my vote is for the cyber attack. I think we're going to see that happen, and we better be prepared, you know, all of us, for that eventuality. It's too easy not
that,
to.
That movie, Leave the World Behind, apparently had not one audio track, but three audio tracks, which is unprecedented in movies, as far as I can tell from reading what I've read. Apparently, one of those audio tracks was meant to cause people to be and fearful, and not a good thing. And the next movie coming out by the same bunch, Civil War, which is supposed to be released sometime in March, will probably have another audio track that will cause fear among the people watching it.
You mean a behind the scenes sub-psychological track?
It's called subaudible. You can't really hear it. They've been using subaudible tracks in advertising for decades. In fact, I've personally observed and touched one of the machines that actually does that. Sometimes they're used in the workplace and other places. They don't necessarily mean any harm, but they could be used for harmful effects, obviously. So everybody needs to be aware of that these movies might be making use of some high-tech ways to cause people to have fear that they wouldn't have fear otherwise.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the facts are scary enough by themselves. I mean, my goodness. I mean, just think about just shutting down the communications. You know, what you can't reach anybody. I mean, and you know, hopefully your electric is still turned on, or you've got the battery backup, you know, from Ready 1-2-3 and these other people. If you don't have that going on and all the communications stop and you don't have battery backup and you've got only a base station ham that needs to be powered from the wall, if you don't have a battery, I'm sure most ham operators have it. But think of this, and how what's the percentage of people that even have a ham radio? It's probably 2%, you know, or 3%. I went to a local ham radio meeting a few months ago. They invited me to their Christmas party, and I was by 10 years the youngest person in the room.
Sure.
I'm 63, and right. There were 50 people there.
right.
So what's the young generation going to do, you know, without
that? They don't. The percentage of adult Americans who have a ham radio license is less than 1%.
Yeah, there you go.
And the percentage of Americans who own a ham receiver, a hand crank ham receiver, is also probably 1 or 2% at the very most.
Right.
It's a tiny, tiny percentage. But we keep emphasizing that. I don't sell ham radios. Well, actually, in my Yahoo, Amazon section, where I have Amazon products, I think there may be some hand crank AM, FM shortwave radios there. But you can get really high quality shortwave hand crank radio for less than $100.
Yeah, it's incredible what you can do. You're right.
You can charge up your cell phone on it, has a reading light, has all kinds of features for less than $100. It's the technology is breathtaking for very little money.
Anyway, I'll tell you, if the folks have not seen the Obama movie, they need to do it, because you'll see the way this thing is played out. And the movie itself is a, you know, subconscious psychological suggestion, but it makes so much sense when you understand the big picture. It really, really makes a lot of sense, you know, the outcome and the way they get there and the different things that happen throughout the course of the movie. I mean, there's a ton of you know, hidden symbology and all kinds of stuff. And obviously a lot of woke, you know, themes, you know, that are discussed in the movie, but take all of that out of it. Just the basic concept, you know, there's a shutdown, and then there's a three-step process that people go through, and it ends, you know, in a civil war. And there's no doubt. I mean, you could see it, you know, easily happening anywhere in the country based on those. And all it is, basically the shutdown of communications and the shutdown of the economy, you know, vis-a-vis the shutdown of communications, you know, on the internet. I mean, everything is credit-based today. Think of it. So, you know, we do business, you know, we use online payments and, you know, we have a credit, you know, with supply. What if all that goes away? There's no way for a lot of businesses to even continue, let alone if they'd be willing to leave their family and show up in an emergency to work, which most will not, even the law enforcement people. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sure some of the dedicated ones will, but a lot of them won't. I mean, you know, you have to stay home and protect your family. So this is the issue. You know, everybody's thinking, well, you know, there's a, like Bongino said in his show, there's a plan. Somebody's going to, you know, come. There is no plan. There's no plan for us. There's a plan for the government continuity, but no plan for the people. And you know, we have to make our own plan. And that can only start if you understand the problem, because if not, you know, you won't have the impetus to do what's necessary. Scary stuff. I mean, I tell you, John, of everything I've seen, of all the, you know, the pandemic and all these different things, the you look at this and it's the kill switch is the way they're going to. It has to be. They don't even need to set off a bomb. I mean, all they do is stop the communications and the people start fighting and killing themselves. So they don't even have to do anything. They can sit in their, you know, in their government bunkers or whatever they're going to do.
Well, everything you say is certainly possibilities, and our job here at Republic Broadcasting is to alert people of these possibilities so they can make prudent preparations ahead of time, correct?
I think so, and I think, you know, as is illustrated, you've got to have 6 months' worth of food and water on hand as an absolute minimum, and if you can do more, that's even better. But I'll tell you, got to have that, because
I used to recommend a year per family, but I now
for sure.
I now recommend 2 years per family as a baseline. There's going to be, you know, people you can't turn away. When a cousin turns up, you can't turn that person away. And, you know, family always comes first. So the prudent thing to do is to have more food than you ever think you might need.
Well, you know, you look at a family. What's the average family? Would we say it's four? Would we say now it's three? Three or four really doesn't matter. You look at the program. You know, for storage food, the freeze-dried stuff, you're looking at a $20,000 downstroke. You get 2 years, you know, for a family of four.
It could be that much. Yeah.
And that's based on the 2,000 calories, which is ridiculous. I mean, I don't want to live on 2,000. I mean, I'm sure I could if I had to. But, you know, assuming you're doing extra outside work, I mean, I think the number is more like 3,500 calories, you know, you really have to have, you know, per adult if they're working.
Well, the food doesn't have to be all be freeze-dried food, which is excellent.
Right, canned food, sure.
Bulk food, bulk grains is really the way to have the most food for the least amount of money, which would be all the different dry grains that could be stored up and stored properly.
Yep, so that's true. And it'd be less if you went that direction.
Absolutely.
Rice and beans.
Well, rice and beans
and wheat flour.
Nearly complete nutrition except for vitamin C. And it's maybe boring, but it'll keep you alive.
Keep you alive, and it's not so bad. And it cleans you out pretty well too.
That's another benefit. Being cleaned out is good. So anyway, the time to get ready is now. It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late, isn't it, Kirk?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the peace of mind is worth the struggle and the cost, I think. I mean, none of us know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, full head-on assault, you know, by a large group or, you know, anything to do with a prepared force, and you're probably going to be toast, you know, no matter what at some point. But for me, I'd rather go down swinging. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Well, the enemy has prepositioned their troops in our country already, the Chinese communists, the Russians, all kinds of barefoot peasants from south of our border that will do what they're told, being promised. We don't know what they're being promised, probably money. But, you know, they're already here. And I expect a multi-front assault once this thing begins with cyber attack and physical attacks both, and elected officials being assassinated, attacks on critical infrastructure. I expect all things to happen at once. And if I was planning this, that's what I would do, would have multiple attacks all at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the natural unrest and division that's going on right now with the political situation, it gets tighter and harder and more nasty, you know, as we move forward. And once that division gets to a certain point, they flip the switch, boom, all these other things come into play. And, you know, God help anybody who isn't isolated and at least somewhat prepared. And I think I know you agree with me. You know, the two things you can't get away with for more than a few days is the water and in the winter, the heat. And if you don't have those two things, you're not going to make it very far down the road. Food, you could, you know, I know I could probably go 3 weeks if I had to. But I don't want to, but I could if I had to. I think I've got enough weight, you know, that I could sustain myself. Thank God a lot of us maybe are a little bit overweight because maybe we can extend longer, you know, without the necessary calories. But the water, you got to have water. Can't go more than a few days without it. Starts getting crazy. And boy, oh boy, you know, you don't want to have to schlep out in any kind of an event, you know, to lug back water, you know, from any kind of a drop-off point, because that's where those drop-off points are going to be very, very hairy. I mean, we've seen examples in many movies going back decades. What happens when the truck pulls up to try to hand out the food and the water? People are clamoring. You know, you got the young people up front that are stronger. Just the natural process, you know, of what happens. And if you can avoid all of that, you know, by being prepared with the tools yourself, you're far better ahead of the game.
Well, that's when the sergeant in charge shoots one shot in the air and says, line up one behind the other.
Right.
And yeah, we've all seen those photos of what happens during a crisis. I think we'll meet these challenges. I think we'll defeat these challenges. We're looking at the continuing die-off of Americans, 20% increase in all-cause mortality due to two things primarily, the fentanyl poisoning and the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. It's a shame what we've done to ourselves, but that's where we are. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
wish I was in the land of Cottonwood Town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Kirk, we got our last caller and holder. We got, looks like Chris Steiner in Florida. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if you're aware of Alex Acosta, who Trump had hired as the Secretary of Labor after he was a U.S. attorney, and he had worked out a very nice deal for Jeffrey Epstein when he was U.S. attorney, where he could just serve 13 months on state charges rather than life, federal charges. 13 months, he would have been allowed to go leave the jail 6 out of 7 days of the week. And also, you know, the comments that, that Trump has made about his daughter, you know, Tiffany, he's said she's very voluptuous and, and, you know, and he was asked on the video, I could play for you if you like, where he was asked in an interview, what parts does he, does she have of Marla? He said he answers her legs. And then when he gestures talking about breasts, he says, well, I don't know if she has this part yet, because she was obviously too young to develop breasts by that point. So she's made some very, very creepy statements, and that action, you know, the action, like I said, of hiring Labor Secretary Acosta, who was instrumental in trying to get Jeffrey Epstein off. Of course, he's probably still alive. I mean, nobody thinks that he died, and well, I mean, I don't know who could honestly believe that. And also, I know that it was brought up before that that Trump has tried to fight the big banks, and on the show, I remember the guest. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Just in a research frenzy here to call after I heard Charlie call. And you know, if you might remember, he waived Trump waived punishment for Deutsche Bank. If you want to check out the International Business Times an article entitled Trump Administration Waste Punishment for Convicted Banks, including Deutsche, which Trump owes millions January 9th, 2018. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that are still deep state about him, just as any other presidential candidate. He's still going to be owned by Israel regardless. You know, of course, those who might justify Israel's and Ghislaine Maxwell selling.
We've got a very bad connection here, Chris. We do thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Well, just about wrapped it up here. Kirk, we covered a lot of territory, as always, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I want to just respond a little bit to Chris before we go off, if we could.
Go ahead.
Chris, you know, I understand your comments, you know, about Trump, you know, and his, you know, comments that he made about his daughter and, you know, what have you. Nobody doubts that Trump is a ladies' man. I don't think anybody doubts that he's gone above and beyond, you know, in some of his activities, which a lot of us would find, you know, unacceptable or even maybe disgusting. But when it comes to politics and big, big business, you got to decide up front how much sin you're willing to live with, because this sin is out there. And I agree with all those things, but I, you know, if we continue on the path we're at now with the current candidate, we're going to end up in bad shape, I think.
Kirk, thank you. We had a great show, the first show of the year, and look forward to getting back next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. Happy New Year.
Okay. Okay, here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
News. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.